It's a lovely good afternoon and welcome to this special program on protection against sexual exploitation and abuse. Now remember that this program is brought to you by the Zambia National Women's Lobby with financial support from the Interagency PSEA Community Outreach and Communication Fund. Now today's topic, we are looking at the factors that promote sexual exploitation and abuse at the end of the day. Now, before we go straight into the nitty-gritties of the show, allow me to introduce my guest for the show today. I have Lydia Kapeshe. A lovely good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Thank you. Good afternoon too.
Interesting. I also have Madam Janet Siamfuziabwi. I hope I pronounced it right.
Very right?
I need some credit for this one. I thought my surname was longer, but hi, I've met one today. A lovely good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Freddie.
Interesting. Now we'll go straight into the nitty-gritties of our show. And let's start by first identifying or define what CA is. Let me start with you, Lydia.
Thank you. Thank you for the platform once again. What is sexual exploitation and abuse? First of all, there are two words underlined there. There is sexual exploitation and abuse. I'll start with sexual exploitation. Sexual exploitation is the actual or attempted abuse of a position of vulnerability, power, trust for sexual purposes. And sexual abuse is the actual or threatened physical intrusion of sexual nature, whether by force or coercive conditions. And their examples are, there is rape there, and this one is sexual abuse, and prostitution, sexual exploitation, and also sexual photograph, and this one is very special. There are girls there you see on social media. They are posting their nakedness, doing all sort of things, and there's also witnessing sexual act which adults have not consented or pressured into.
Madam Janet, how do you describe CA?
In addition, we are going to look at Zambia National Lobby Group, where they are promoting women and youth to take up the positions. So this one is happening because some people, they take advantage of someone who is poor or vulnerable.
Yeah.
You lure someone for the intent to receive something or to do that act, exploitation.
Okay. Interesting. Now let's look at some of the things that promote CA itself. Let me start with you, Madam Janet.
Yes.
What are some of the things that promote CA?
I think, as I said earlier, when someone is vulnerable, you are vulnerable in the sense that you are looking maybe for something to for again. Good example is when someone is looking for employment. You go for interviews, you see that people are so mean, and because you want to have that chance of getting
that advantage.
Someone will lure you. Then you accept because you have no choice. What you want is the employment or to be attended to. Someone, a big shot or a rich man, comes home, finds a small girl, age of 17 to 18. The parents will accept it because they are economically vulnerable. So for the sake of getting that support, they will even push their child into that marriage. That's why there are a lot of early marriages in the rural areas and in town. There are so many areas of which we can look at. I think someone...
Lydia, hold on. Lydia, being a young girl, let's look at, on your point of view, what are some of the things that promote CA, especially among us young people?
Thank you once again. I think on this one, it's peer pressure. Peer pressure from sexually aggressive peers. Let's take for instance, we are coming from compounds. People are being, like girls, that are being initiated into initiation ceremony. And the boys are being taken to Mkanda. And when they come, they will actually want to practice that thing, that theory which have been learned. They want to do that. And the other one, it's alcohol abuse. Mm. You are drunk. You have engaged yourself into drugs. Mm. What do? You are going to find yourself in sexual abuse or sexual exploitation. You have no power. You have nothing to do. You are just weak. You have taken drugs. Mm. And there is also poverty. You are poor. You are coming from a poor family. Mm. What do? People will take advantage of you in order to give you food or shelter.
Mm.
And there is also a lack of employment opportunities
among its young people. Yeah. Unemployment levels so high.
Yeah. You are looking for a job. You are stranded. And you go into a certain office. Then you find someone. He will tell you, if you want a job, let's have sex. You don't have any... You don't have any opportunities. You have just find that opportunity. So you just engage yourself in that. Because you have nothing other than that job. So you are going to be sexually abused in exchange for a job.
Mm.
Thank you.
Madam Janet, she mentioned a very, interesting aspect or factor that promotes this year, the aspect of cultural beliefs, cultural norms, cultural practice that we go through, these young people go through, and it exposes them to sexual exploitation and abuse at the end of the day.
It's very true. Things are happening in the community. We are following, we are black people, we follow our culture.
Mm.
Just as she said, my colleague here, someone, a small girl who has come out of Chikenge, in whatever they call it in another language, she has learned a lot of things. Should also like to do, to
experience,
practice,
yeah.
Experience. Even young boys, they are restless because they are empowered with knowledge. They want to see what is happening with it is the truth. So cultural norms also play a part. And again, on this one, as I said earlier, that because we believe that when we have a girl child, you are rich. In some language, they say, when you have mwana msimbi, it means more calves, isn't it?
Mm.
So that is our culture. That's the culture of a certain group of people in Zambia, which is very common among the Zambians. So you push your child to someone, although he didn't even intend to marry the girl, because you want to have more animals or you want to receive some more money.
Levels so that of you're poverty?
Yes.
Hmm.
So those are the cultural norms which you are experiencing, which is there in the community where we are coming from.
So it exceeds one individual. It's even bigger than an individual because it goes as far as the community. Once it affects you, it affects the community
everybody.
As well.
Of course.
Because you've brought in aspects of unemployment, the aspects of levels of poverty, and people who are seeking for a job to just maintain, to sustain their livelihoods at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Now, let's move forward. Do you think members of the community are aware of CA?
In our communities where we are coming, we have very little knowledge. Of course, some they know.
Hmm.
It's now when we have been sensitized, or it's now when people have seen the value of educating the children, especially the girl child. Otherwise, the knowledge is not enough. The community should be empowered with knowledge. Of course, some they know quite all right, but it's not everybody.
Mm.
Meaning, the information has not reached everybody. So we need to do more.
Mm.
Yes.
Interesting, Lydia. Do you think we have done enough as a community? Does the community have the knowledge on CA?
On this one, I'll say yes, just to add on what Madam Janity has said. Yes, they are aware of that. We live in these communities and we witness such things happening every day of our lives.
Mm.
We actually see them, and some of these cases have been taken to the police station and the nearest victim support unit. Yes.
Interesting. Now, it brings me to this question, and I would love you to answer it in a very, very proper way. How big a role does culture play in promoting CA? We have said culture has contributed to CA itself because of these practices that young people go through, and they expose them to this sexual exploitation and abuse. But how can we use culture as a tool in making sure that we erode all this CA that is happening?
It's quite interesting. Of course, it's very big. So we ought, the community must make sure that is knowledgeable. They are taught, they know the advantages of and disadvantages of promoting sexual abuse. So we still have a lot to do as a community.
Okay.
Yes.
And who is, who, you're a parent.
Oh, yes.
And I will throw this ball to you. Whose role is it to protect these young ones and educate them more on sexual exploitation and abuse?
It is us parents, in the community as a whole, and including the youth, because there are people who are being affected. They are anxious, very excited. They can do anything for the sake of getting something. So as parents in the community, we have to sensitize one another, we have to share, we have to talk about the disadvantages and the advantages, especially disadvantages. Yes, it's our role to do it. It's a big role for everybody in the community.
We know that parents nowadays feel shy, or show, it was a taboo in the olden days to speak to your children about sexual exploitation or sexual issues at the end of the day. Do you think that has contributed to sexual exploitation itself?
Quite good. Very much, you're very right. As for me, I'm not able to talk to my little boy, a boy of 18 years, to my little girl. I would like to see maybe another person to do it for me. But it is now that we should be bold enough to talk about it, because we are trying to assist the young people, so that also they will take it up. It should be discussed in the families, in the community, in all organizations, at the church. Let it be a free thing. Culture cannot make a barrier. We should talk about it if we want this year to finish in our communities. Yes.
Interesting. I'll throw the ball to you, Lydia. The role that culture can play in promoting CA.
Thank you, Fred. Culture plays a very significant role on promoting sexual exploitation abuse. Culture, it is used to justify sexual exploitation abuse by evoking traditional beliefs and practices which shape knowledge regarding sexuality. Yes.
Interesting. If you're just joining us, we are looking at the factors that promote CA, which is sexual exploitation and abuse. This is a special radio program brought to you by the compliments of the Zambia National Women's Lobby, with financial support from Interagency PSEA Community Outreach and Communication Fund. Of course, I'm your host, Fred Simambai Jr., and in the studios, I am joined by Lydia Kapesh and Janet Siamfuziabwe. Interesting. So we continue with our program today. And Madam Janet, do you think the victims of CA sometimes ask for their abuse by their dressing and conduct? Because some culprits will say the dress code of these victims is the reason why we went to and committed this crime.
I'm sure I remember Lydia saying that some young girls, they dress improperly dressed, because they wanted to attract some men. So sometimes it is the dress code that attracts someone to do, to have that feeling or to change the mind. But at the same time, I do not agree on that one, simply because look at a big man defying a small child. So it is the mind of someone. It is the mind of someone. At the same time, yes, when you maybe someone wants to pass at school, like at the tertiary level, you want good marks. So,
but you've not been studying.
Imagine. So you go to the lecturer or to whoever is in charge of your lessons, trying to lure, to be so closer, and at the end you end up being abused, sexually abused. So sometimes it happens intentionally by the girls or by a boy. Sometimes it's the mindset mind of that a doer who has done it. Why undergutajite libobu? So lejita. But dress code also adds to that act. Yes.
Interesting. Now, Lydia, you're a young woman, young girl right now. Dress code, has it also contributed to the raising numbers of sexual exploitation and abuse?
On this one, I'll say yes and
100%?
No. Yes. Yes and no. The reason why I said yes, because here I am. I'm drunk terribly. Can that thing not call for sexually abused? Of course, people will abuse me. I'm drunk. And also, the reason why I say no is that some people are well-disciplined. They are well-disciplined, and no matter how temptations follows, they cannot take advantage or they cannot exploit or abuse others because they are well-disciplined. Mm. No matter how temptations follows them, they cannot do that. Yes.
Interesting. Now, what are you as an organization doing to help those that have been affected by sexual exploitation and abuse? Let me throw the ball to you, Lydia.
Okay, thank you, Fred. As we as an organization, we raise awareness by providing access to adequate and correct information on sexual exploitation abuse. Mm. And also, we encourage members of the community to take and to act by reporting cases to the nearest police station. Yes. And also, hosting capacity building programs of members of the community.
Mm-hmm. Maybe to add on, also they need, if someone is a victim, you need counseling so that at least you are comforted that people are accepting me. Because when you are in that situation, I think it's really, the morale go down. Mm. So we need the counseling, we need to accept such victims in the community. We really accept them, and they should start a new chapter for their lives.
Interesting. Now, we are commemorating the 16 days of activism against gender-based violence, and more biasly it is towards our women and girls. And talking about some forms of violence themselves are issues of sexual exploitation, and we are tackling that right now. Now, what tips can you provide to young people, especially women, who may fall victim to CA?
First thing, one individual should love yourself. Loving yourself is someone who is able to say no, and someone who should be very, very, very careful. At the same time, we should empower ourselves, economically empowered. Because once I have enough or have something to do, even if someone approaches me, I think I'll be able to say no, to decide whether I do it or not. And that is what we are aiming at. Let us love ourselves. Let us encourage the girls to be assertive.
Mm.
And let the victims be able to be busy all the time, not indulging in other things like beer drinking, recreation, that life which is not even good, which is can make someone end up to be a victim.
Mm.
Sure.
As young people, how can we prevent ourselves away from sexual exploitation? What should we do? What tips do you have for the young people, especially women?
Okay. On this one, at community level, I think those that are sexually exploited or sexually abused, they should report to the nearest police station. And also, as youth, we should know how to dress. Let's take, for instance, you're looking for a job, dress properly.
What's the proper way of dressing?
There are some that they want to just seduce
the boss.
In exchange for a job. Maybe when you look at me, I'm dressed well properly, a main skirt, you maybe say just come in without without producing a CV or some kind of a result. Yes, I would talk about that.
Yeah.
They should know how to dress. Very good.
At least a decent dressing.
Yes, decent one.
Decent dressing.
Yes.
Nowadays, maybe if it's a skirt, the knee should be beyond the knees. The dress should be beyond the knees, at least. And also when you enter someone's office, there is a way of sitting upright. You look at someone. Not whereby you are even given a question, you look downy, or maybe that those eyes of attracting someone. The talking eyes, you see, or demanding eyes. Of course, someone will leave you, whatever is doing or whatever. This abuse is not only for the girls, even boys.
Yes, even boys.
They are being abused. They are being exploited, yes. Yes. So, we are talking about decent dressing.
So, the victims are the culprits sometimes?
Yes, they are.
Very interesting. Now, are there any organizations that can assist those that need support when dealing with CA?
I'm sure she has said something that you reported to police. Victim support. In our community here, Livingstone, we have got the WCA, we have ASAZA, and of course, us lobby. We can do the counseling. We empower the knowledge. There are so many organizations which are looking into that.
How important is counseling to a victim that has gone through sexual exploitation and abuse?
It is very important because sometimes you find that the victim which has been found in sexual exploitation has committed suicide due to that person maybe wasn't
that trauma
encouraged.
Yeah, yes. They go through
they wasn't encouraged, so encouragement is very important. It plays a very significant role. You must encourage that person. Yes.
And the community, how should they react to a victim that has gone through CA? What role should the community play in making sure that this person is sound when it comes to mental health, make sure that they are not broken with mental health after going such a very bad vice called CA? What role should the community play?
I'm sure that is a concern for everybody, but the most important thing is to accept the victim. It has happened. It has to be buried. By counseling, she's counseled, and even the community, because sometimes the community might even encourage, promote that trauma we are talking about. So if the community can be told to accept it, it can happen to another person. It can even happen to your child. It can happen to your neighbor. Today you talk about someone's child, tomorrow is yours. So when such a thing happens, let us learn to accept the victims and embrace them by counseling, encouraging them that they should start afresh. If they are in schools, they should continue going to school.
And not to look down on themselves.
It's not even good. We are parents.
As we come to a conclusion, let me get your final remarks on issues of CA. Let me start with you, Lydia.
Okay, thank you once again. Sexual exploitation abuse is a terrible thing. That is the common thing that is among us, especially with young women and girls. As we live in highly densely populated community, I feel this is a battle for everyone. We all must take interest and be involved in this case of protection against sexual exploitation. For individual level and up to our duty barriers. And I further recommend strong legal frameworks to be addressed as in the way forward in opportunities and development implementations and monitoring of policies. And also household leaders, parents, traditional leaders, and also to engage themselves in proactive talks against sexual exploitation.
Interesting. Those are wise words and
sure.
Short but very meaningful.
Yes, it's true.
Madam Janet.
Yes, as my friend has said it, it is a battle for everybody. Let us talk about it. Let us be brought to book to those who are wrongdoers. Nothing should be hidden for us to finish or to educate everybody. When something happens, you report it to police and those people should be punished. Like in the past, something happens in your family. Because my husband or someone is a breadwinner, we try to cover the case. We are forgetting that that child is affected in her life. So let us talk about it. Let us act immediately something happens. Yes.
Interesting, there you have it. The message is loud and clear, and we are talking about sexual exploitation and abuse, how we can protect ourselves, how we can protect our children and those that we love the most in our family setup. Now, remember that this has been a special program brought to you by the compliments of the Zambian National Women's Lobby with financial support from the Interagency PCEA Community Outreach Fund. I've been your host, Fred Simaomba Jr. Tune next time. I've been playing host to Lydia Kapeshi and Madam Janet Siafuziabwi. I had to take my time to pronounce this name, and very, very fortunate that we come from the same area. And our surnames will definitely meet one day. Anyway, thank you very much for making an appearance on this show.
Thank you, Freddie.
Tune next time. God bless and have yourselves a lovely afternoon.